Jane Poynter's name became familiar to many Arizonans when she was part of the 8-member crew of Biosphere 2. But her lifelong commitment to ecology and science has also taken her around the world and into space. Her new book, Champions for Change, portrays the challenges facing our environment by sharing the personal perspectives of a host of world-famous athletes. Jane shows how their lives are intimately intertwined with the natural world, and how they're often seeing the impact of man-made threats to the environment firsthand.
As you know, I was in Biosphere 2, and one of the major experiences I had in there is this very direct experience of being part of my biosphere, the interconnections. And I knew on a day-to-day basis that when I breathed, I was dependent on the plants around me to provide me that oxygen, and they were dependent on my CO2. But when we're sitting in our couch, it's very difficult to think about that on a day-to-day basis and really connect with that. And so I was looking for a vehicle to really explore that. And athletes, of course, are out there really in the dirt of the world in so many different ways. And some of these, as you read some of these profiles, you'll see that they are really connecting with our biosphere in a really visceral way. And of course, what's not to love about sports? And most of us connect with sports. And so it's sort of a rather intriguing way to bring what's happening out on, you know, in the Arctic or in the middle of the Atlantic where people are sailing, and bring that home into your living room where you are actually being affected on a day-to-day basis by what's happening out there. And so this was a vehicle to discuss that.
But how are you suggesting that these athletes can make change on a global scale?
So with these profiles, I was looking at both sides of it. What are they seeing out in the world that is of a global nature or some sort of environmental impact? And what are some of them doing about it? So what some of them are seeing are things that we would have heard about in the news, perhaps, like receding glaciers, receding sea ice in the Arctic. Even one of them, Anne Kemmery, rowed across the Atlantic. And as she rowed across the Atlantic in the middle of the ocean, she rowed through this ginormous garbage patch full of plastic. And these are things that people are really seeing and really, really doing out there in the world. On the flip side, you've got people that are also, all of these people are in some way involved in doing good for the environment or social causes, but some of them are really throwing their weight behind it in a big way, forming their own organizations. Like Chris Dickerson, for instance, who I was just with in New York, he has started an organization called Players for the Planet. And tying back to that big garbage patch in the middle of the Atlantic, he has made it his quest to get plastics out of the environment, particularly of the sporting environment. So he's a baseball player. And so in stadiums, yeah, each game you can produce tons and tons of garbage. A lot of it ends up in the ocean.
So the folks that you were working with when you were writing this book are not, their ego and their willpower doesn't end at their own skin, but extends outwards as they seek to make positive change in their community.
Yeah, one of the things that I found really interesting is that some of these athletes, particularly those that have spent considerable time out in nature, have had a very similar experience to mine where they really feel at one with nature, if you will. They're really part of it, and they get this incredible complexity and interconnectedness of it all, which tends to foster a sense of wanting to care for it. Probably not from any altruistic notion, but the fact is we're all part of it. And so therefore, if we take care of the environment, we're taking care of ourselves. And that actually turns out to be quite a Native American thought. We have in here Brett Buttooth, who is an Onondaga Native American, happens to be from the tribe that invented the game lacrosse 1,000 years ago. And of course, they think about 7 generations into the future, and that what we do today affects 7 generations down the line. And they very actively consider the fact that the way they behave in the environment directly affects themselves.
Are there trends going on now in the way people are looking at ecology and sustainability that are different than 10 years ago, things that are making you hopeful about the entire movement?
Oh my gosh, there is so much happening in, you know, sustainability and technology development and climate change mitigation and adaptation and policy. I mean, it's in every walk of life, in every industry, you're seeing stuff happening. And so whilst one can look around the world, and believe me, some of the stories in this book are not happy stories. I mean, you know, you're up in the Arctic and you've got, you know, the Yupik Eskimos, and their cities are falling into the ocean, and they're subsiding, and their hunters are falling through the ice because climate change is very real for them on a day-to-day basis. It's really affecting their lives. And so you hear about stories like that and the issues that we have with biodiversity around the world, you know, and it's endless, right? It sounds really depressing. But at the same time, there is a mammoth movement around the world. And I think the thing that I always remind myself is that change is not linear. So while it may seem that not much is changing in the gestalt, change doesn't happen like that. It doesn't happen slowly and gradually in a linear fashion. One day we'll wake up and it will be very different than it was yesterday. What I'm trying to do is draw people into this conversation of the environment, of climate change, of sustainability, of interconnectedness that don't necessarily think about it on a day-to-day basis. You know, one of the challenges environmentalists have is that we tend to be talking to ourselves all the time. So I was totally thrilled when Brian Vickers, a NASCAR driver, said, yes, count me in, I'll be in the book. Because I don't think that we necessarily consider people that love NASCAR to be very environmentally prone. Well, in fact, that's not true, of course. That's total stereotype. But nonetheless, he is a leader in a group that likes to drive fast cars, and it says a lot about the fact that you can be an environmentalist and drive fast cars at the same time. And, you know, that's what some of this conversation has to be about. How can we keep our you know, this life that we all love to live and be environmentally appropriate as well?
Jane Poynter, along with some of the athletes featured in her book, like cyclist Greg LeMond, will be holding a book signing at this Saturday's annual El Tour de Tucson. For a schedule, we have a link to Jane's website on the radio page at azpm.org.